Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Dorcas, and welcome to the A. Carey Consultants Talk Show. I am so excited about letting you guys know about our Thanksgiving this weekend with the Moore family. There's a lot of traditions that we have, and we want to show you guys how we incorporate our faith, family, and friends into our holidays. So please stay tuned to www.blogtalkradio.com. We're going to be on for a couple of hours, and we just want to share some funny things with you, some serious things with you, some of our recipes, and just a little bit of that. And also, I want to talk to you about healthy eating and the different side effects and things that you might have on Monday due to your Thanksgiving weekend. So stay tuned. Okay, we are back. We're going to be talking about healthy food at this time. I know some of you have really dealt with several different things over the Thanksgiving holidays. A lot of times it's not a joyous thing for people because there are some sad moments. Some people have lost loved ones. Some people are missing loved ones. Some people have faced different situations during the Thanksgiving holiday. But today we want to encourage you today, and we want to uplift your spirits, and at the same time we're going to be talking to the spiritual and the physical man. Now, I was talking earlier about high blood pressure and high blood sugar concerning the Thanksgiving meal. But I also thought about another thing that people deal with, and that is depression because of the different situations. So what I'd like to do is, if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I want you to write this down. I taught a class on foods that fight depression. So I just want to share that with you today. We're going to make it simple, something that you can have, just, you know, food for thought. Okay, foods that help fight depression. One of them is carbohydrates, salmon and mackerel, dark green vegetables, chickpeas, and chicken and turkey. Now, if you are diabetic, you want to be careful with your carbohydrates. You have to be limited there. If you are taking a blood thinner, you want to be careful with your intake on the dark green vegetables. Now, these are just some natural ways to help fight depression. If you are taking medication, I am not telling you to stop taking your medicine. I'm just giving you another avenue. Now, I do want you to try this, and I want you to go to my website and let me know if it works. At www.acaringconsultantswithanS.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. I would love to hear if it works. Now, don't expect for it to work right away. However, if you do feel a change concerning your level of depression, let us know about that too. And also let us know if, you know, how many times you had to eat the certain foods to really have your spirits uplifted. Let us know. Either way it goes, when it comes to healthy eating, your body's going to feel better. As I told you on the last show, anytime your body is stressed out, so is every organ in your body. And so if your heart is not happy, your kidneys are not going to be happy. If your kidneys are not going to be happy, every other organ in your body is not going to be happy. And then your joints will begin to feel it. And then your muscles will begin to feel it. So hopefully on this show today, I will encourage you to eat something right. If you can't change your whole meal, just change something on that plate. Once again, this is Dorcas with the A. Carey Consultants Talk Show. And we are so happy to have you here today. www.blogtalkradio.com at KASKA. Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about our Thanksgiving meal. I know we had a bunch of starches over the weekend, so those
that have high blood pressure, blood pressure and blood sugar, you definitely want to keep an eye on that. I know some of us, we have a habit of taking our medicine at the last minute, or we want to take our insulin according to our blood sugar at the last minute. But remember, once again, you're putting stress on the organs in your body, your pancreas and your kidneys. Those two guys, they don't like that. So just try to make yourself remember and encourage yourself. I want to live. I want to feel better. I will do better. I will eat better. I will think better. Just a couple of thoughts for the day. Also, let's talk a little bit. I know we also had our meat and our poultry, and we also had, some of us had some ham. And if we have high blood pressure, of course, that does not agree with us. And sometimes we do the same thing. We'll wait until the last minute to take our blood pressure medicine. Or if our blood pressure goes up and we retain fluid from all the sodium intake that we took over the holidays, we want to double up on the pills, or we want to take the pills after we've come from shopping or whatever, or from sitting or prolonged naps or whatever. So that's a big no-no too, because as I said before, when your body retains fluid, it's not a friend to your kidneys either. Your kidneys work harder, and eventually, after they keep working so hard, they're going to begin to shut down. So we don't want that to occur also. Those are just a few helpful hints, and trying to encourage you today to take care of yourself, because you got to feel good within the body so the spirit man will also feel good. And we'll be back in a second. Audio difficulty, and our guests are having trouble also calling in. However, we won't be defeated. So let's get back to what we were talking about earlier, our Thanksgiving holiday. It is God's will that we be in good health. So let's talk about our Thanksgiving dinner. My great concern today is with you that you will be in good health. So let's discuss high blood sugar and the damage it can cause. I know if you're already diabetic, some of these things you already know. However, if there's family members listening, or if there's somebody just wanting to learn about good health, because a lot of times there are situations that are going on within the body, there's signs and symptoms that your family members are exhibiting, and you're not aware of the seriousness of this. So today, let's talk a little bit about diabetes. When diabetes is out of control, it means your blood sugar, your glucose, is too high. High blood sugar may make you feel sick, but even sometimes it has no symptoms. Controlling your blood sugar is important to your health. That's because high blood sugar can lead to serious problems over time. When your blood sugar is not controlled, too much sugar stays in your blood for a long time. That can damage blood vessels and nerves. This damage can cause kidney disease, blindness, nerve damage, foot problems, and heart disease. So if you're having some tingling or numbness in your hand and in your feet, if there's signs that you have episodes of you're weak or sweaty or feeling lightheadedness, and you haven't been diagnosed as a diabetic, I stress that you go in to see your physician. This is very important. It's also important in our spiritual walk in life, too. A lot of times within the body of Christ, there's different situations that occur that can damage the members of the body. Therefore, you know, the Bible tells us once again that, you know, it's God's desire for us to be in good health. And I do believe that that's spiritual and physical. So when you see that there is some damage, when you see that there is a need, it's up to you to take control. It's up to you to pray. It's up to you for the physical man to have your health checked out. So I encourage you today, let's look at it from both sides, whether it be physical or natural. If there's something occurring within the body that's not right, and your body will let you know, I pray that you will take note of this and address this and do something about it. The fundamental lesson in the study of the human body is to learn that God created the body and instituted all its laws and functions, that God gave it life, which was to be full, perfect, without pain, without disease, and without end, that the interference with this plan, which came through disobedience to the laws which God instituted, that our diseases are a result of disobedience by ourselves or those who have gone before. This is taught by such scriptures as these: sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. St. John 5 and 14. For whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. Matthew 9 and 5. When it is finished, bring it forth death. James 1 and 5. Death, which we usually consider to be the result of our diseases, God says it's the result of sin. Had there been no sin, there would be no disease, no medical work. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. St. John 10 and 10. God, remember that the Father came to forgive all our iniquities, to heal all our diseases, and to redeem our lives from destruction. Psalms 103, 3 and 4. Therefore, to take away sins and to take away sickness and to redeem the life are all his works and are all one work and cannot be separated. This means that our violations of the spiritual and physical laws of God must be treated and healed together as one work, which cannot be separated. Please remember that the healing is a process, and the process renders steps, and the steps lead to a door, and the door leads to the Father. And when his work is of forgiving and healing is finished, no one will then say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 33 and 24. In taking away all of their iniquities, their sicknesses are also taken away. Isn't it beautiful how when God delivers you, when he delivers your mind, the body begins to heal? Isn't that just awesome? Then there shall be no more pain. Revelation 21 and 4. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15 to 26. Then the Savior's work is finished, and the work of the physician is also finished. The work of the true physician is a calling from God to cooperate with him in his great work of restoring mankind. And the true way to work is to seek for the causes of our condition and to labor to remove them. And the causes are found in the violation of the laws of God, both spiritual and physical. I pray today that I said something to bless you, both spiritual and physical. Remember, you can reach me at www.acaringconsultants.com. I'm concerned about your health, and I want to be a blessing to you also. If there's any need within your home or within your community, please let us know. That's what A-Caring is all about. We want to reach the people that are reachable. We want to teach the people that are teachable. So please go to our website once again at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to come out to be a blessing to you, to your community, to your church, to your ministry. If there's something that you would like to offer the community, if there's doors and avenues that you have for hurting people or for sick people or for people that are just basically in need, please let us know. You can reach us at our phone number at 281-509-4755. Our fax number is 281-727-0825. Our website is www.acarryconsultant.com. Call us, text us, whatever, fax us. We would like to hear from you. Until we meet again, God be with you. Talk show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Our website is www.acaringconsultants.com. You can go to the contact information section, leave your information, let us know what you're in need of, and let us know about the show. We would love to hear from you on today. Thank you.
shelter. We provide total case management in the home and community. Basically, when you receive a call, we come to your home to assess your needs and try to obtain the necessary services for you. No one is turned away, and we can't guarantee all your needs will be met, but we will try. There are so many organizations and churches and individuals that are willing to assist you. You can reach us at our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Take a look at the few things we do in the community and call us and let us know if you need help at 281-509-4755. Our fax number, 281-727-0825. Once again, it's A Caring Consultants. And you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. Thank you.
Thank you.